Welcome back, episode number 23, second part of today, the current review. My name is Thompson Ngatu, otherwise known as TT, and for this part of the interview sessions today, we're taking a chill back. You know, I could chill with the glass of wine here today, Bongs. I don't know why I don't have one. You know, and just chill and talk about all things entrepreneurship in a very relaxed way, because today we have the distinct pleasure of speaking with an entrepreneur who is breaking new ground in the Free State's wine industry. Mr. Noe Lehoko is the owner of the Noe Winery based in the Sasolburg town. His business represents one of the few companies situated outside the traditional wine producing provinces of South Africa. Most notably, the Western Cape. In this conversation, not only will we uncover the story of Noe Winery and its unique positioning in the township, but we'll also delve into the innovative ways in which Noe has approached the distribution and marketing of their product. We'll discuss whether the winery focuses on manufacturing its own wines or if it operates as a reseller. With a spotlight on local enterprise, we'll explore the support mechanisms in place, if any, provided by the Free State government to aid businesses like the Noe Winery. Moreover, we'll touch upon Noe's further venture into the hospitality industry with his winery restaurant concept. As a Black-owned winery, Noe's journey is an inspiration to many aspiring business owners. So please do join us as we discover how Noe Winery is making waves not only in the Sasolburg area and the Free State, but in the vibrant world of South African wines. Mr. Lehoko, how are you this morning?
I'm good, and you, sir?
Very well, thanks. Can you please, man, share with us, the story of what inspired you to start Noe Winery in Sasolburg, particularly in the province that isn't traditionally known for wine production?
Yes. The secret is very simple. When you go around Sasolburg, you'll only find it's an industry place where you'll always find the big companies like Sasols and stuff. So most of the people that are here, they'll always go and look for work around the big companies, whether it will be the shutdowns or the work that you do for fabrics. And then when you come to the other entertainment sectors, you'll find the people that always do the same thing. They'll go and get the beverage where they get it. So, but there's no other thing that is a concept that is new, that is going to challenge the mindset of the people. Remember, the wine is for people that are chilled. So if you are chilled and you drink wine, so that's where the space that I wanted to tap in. And then that's where the space that I saw around the Free State is not there. So the opportunities are there. So for people who want to come in and learn and understand, that is why I started the wine concept and a restaurant inside location. A location-based restaurant where people, they'll always kind of like go and find a place in town for them to enjoy beverages like wine. So when it's here based in location, I think that's where my concept came and say, why don't you bring something like this in location?
And how long have you been in this industry, in the winemaking industry?
I started last year, around March, when I started visiting places like Cape Town, around just trying to find out exactly what is happening with this winery stuff. So I went around and then checked since last year, March.
So you started the actual involvement in the production of wine since last year?
Since last year.
But your interest, when was it sparked, to be involved in, with winemaking?
It was last year, early last year, when we started taking things like training, going around for your body checks, because when every time when you go to check your body, they'll always tell you about the things that you are drinking and stuff like that. So it started there to say, for health, consumption, there's something that you can drink, and then it's wine. Wine is healthy for your body, it's healthy for your heart. It started there last year, actually, early last year.
Okay, okay. And what have been the unique challenges and advantages of introducing and selling wine within the township compared to commercial areas like your Johannesburg and other areas like the Western Cape?
Come again, sir.
I'm saying, what have been the challenges that you have faced and some advantages, you know, of introducing wine and selling it in the township?
Well, advantages is that locally, there's no people who are already started the with the wine. Locally, there's no people who are having the concept of starting this wine. So locally is where I have advantages. And then when you go to bigger towns like your Johannesburg and where it's already there, so you have a lot of competition and you have to prove yourself as a small company that you can do this. So when you are on the places like location, you already have a place to stand and start to make sure that your product is known, and then it can prove it.
Now, do you already have a product that is distinctly yours, like it's a product of Nuwe's winery, or do you have are you selling, or are you intending to sell products from different other wine producers? You have your own.
Yeah, I have one or three of my own that I'm reselling. So you'll get it from Cape Town, and then they'll distribute it to me, and then I'll start reselling it. So my plan is to have the distill around here in Sasol where I can be able to manufacture. I'm busy planning around that. But I have one or two bottles that I keep. So it's already ready, packaged, so that people can be able to taste.
How many different wines do you intend to produce?
At the moment, I have your Chardonnay, I have your Merlot, I have red wine, and then I have white wine. So, and sweet rose is what I have at the moment.
So in the different varieties, you've got dry and sweet.
Dry and sweet, and yes.
Okay. So you the doctors told you that, hey, stop with the beer and whiskey, man. Do some, if you want to drink, do it a little bit more lighter and more natural. Go with
something that is healthier, because that the wine is healthy for your heart, the wine is healthy for your body and everything. Yeah.
So have you actually started now selling wine?
We are going to open on the next week, the 21st. We'll be having our first chill. And then from there, we are going to have our own opening that will be happening next month. So we're not sure about the date, but the first chill will be on the 21st, the holiday, public holiday. That is 21 of March, next week, Thursday.
So marketing and distribution are very vital for any business, more so for one like yours that is based away from the traditional wine routes. How do you ensure that Nuwe Winery stands out and reaches the, you know, targeted market for it?
Yeah, for now, if I don't want to lie, I have friends who are coming from all over. You see the way I branded my car, they say they like the way I branded my car. So you'll find cars in Johannesburg, in KZN, in everywhere, provinces, maybe one or two driving around, because I've tried and spoke to other people to say, can you please put the very same, we'll do the branding on your car. You just bring your car and then you just do the branding. You just go around with it. People will like and then start buying from us. The online, we'll have our own Facebook live, and then we'll have our own Twitter, and we'll have our own LinkedIn, or all those social media platforms where we can be able to put our project.
You know, there's a growing interest in knowing the origins of our consumables. Do you manufacture your own wines? In fact, I think we've already spoken about this, that you are saying that you are distilling currently in Cape Town, but you are planning to bring it to Sasolburg sometime soon. Is it going
Yes.
to be in the restaurant itself, or are you going to find a separate site for it?
Yeah, for now I'm going to sell it from the restaurant itself, and then I'll be getting those places where I can be able to distribute, like big outlets where they sell these beverages.
Have you already acquired your trader's license for the
Yes,
wine?
trade. Oh yeah, yes, trader's license. I'll be having my trader's license as from next month. That is why I want to do our launch as of next month.
Now, the role of government in supporting you could be very crucial. Has the government either in the Free State or nationally provided you with any assistance or incentives for your winery? And what more could be done to help similar enterprises or yours in particular?
Yeah, at this point in the moment, I haven't received any assistance. I'm still working with my own capital, where I always raise the funds to start and do everything. The project is need it does need more, because I want to do the distillery as well, where I'm going to manufacture this, and then getting the license for manufacturing the wine itself. So at this point in time, no, I haven't received any assistance from government.
This hospitality industry is looks nice, and is a or people are excited about it and so on, but it can be a very expensive kind of venture to run, and it has a lot of sustainability problems. Have you undergone a serious feasibility study to to check whether this venture will be sustainable beyond say the first year of business in Sasolburg?
Yes, feasibility study I have done in that, and then I know how much exactly I'm going to require to do make sure that the business is sustainable for a very, very long time.
No, that's great. And you were just talking now about your exciting addition to the winery itself, a winery restaurant. Could you tell us more about this concept? And is it currently, you are saying you're going to be opening next month? Is it going What kind of food is going to be served with the wines at the restaurant? Is there going to be like a particular selection for the particular food and the particular wines?
Yeah, the food and pairing, wine pairing, there's going to be food and pairing of wine that we are going to make sure that people knows about. And people, they don't know that the beggar self, beggar, it goes well with the sweet wine. And then those are the things that we're teaching people. And then we have our own chicken, we have our own salads, we have our own food that we are going to sell that is going to be paired with the wine that we are going to be drinking for the day.
And as a black entrepreneur in South Africa, your success story with Noway Winery adds to the narrative of transformation in the wine industry. Can you speak on the importance of representation and ownership within the sector itself?
Yeah, most of the winery will be people who will be looking for a spot in a outlet where they are going to put their banners and then try to sell their wines around the outlets, which is not bad strategy. For me, success is going to be the wine and restaurant where people come and eat, buy food and eat and drink the wine that we are going to be manufacturing or that we are manufacturing. That is where we are going to win. Because most of the time when you go to outlets, people tend to forget about you. But when they know, if they eat from your place and then they are going to get the same stuff that you are already giving out there, it's going to be a plus for you. So that is where our strategy is going to work for us for a very, very long time. Because we are going to look for people who are going to say we want to buy something like this and do it somewhere around. Because we are going to franchise as well to say you can do this and then we are going to supply with you. And then we can work together in terms of doing this to be success.
Now, for other aspiring entrepreneurs in the Free State, in Metsimaholo, there where you are, and nationwide, what advice would you offer to those looking to break into non-traditional markets or industries such as yours and others?
For me, it's very simple. Start with what you have and then try to work with what you have. At least when you have a passion, passion goes along with the strength that you have that you can produce. If you have that together, I think for you is going to work correctly. As I said, for now, I did not, or I'm not having any sponsor. No one is sponsoring me. The government hasn't come on board. And then those are the things that people looking for when they start business. Can the business, can the government give them something and then start something? So then they are going to fail along the way. So if you have something starting, you start it and then you see it's working and then you try to go and look for help elsewhere. I think that is the advice that I can give. Start with what you have. The location that you have is very, is enough to start with what you want.
And speaking of that, like I want us to speak now about the details of the opening day. Where exactly is the restaurant and the winery situated? When are you opening? Who is invited? Everything. Give us the details. What's happening?
Okay.
And the
The winery place. The winery place is at Zamdela. It's a shopping center. It's next to Chisanyama. There's a Chisanyama, big Chisanyama in around Sasso. We are just the neighbors with them. So
Okay.
people that are going, yeah, people that are going to be invited are normal people. A person who feeds and who can be able to afford what we sell. They are all invited. There's no specific people who we can say you are not allowed to come and chill at our outlet.
And is it going to be like a what do you call this? Like a what kind of music is going to be in? Is it going to be like jazzy, classic, kind of vibe,
Yeah.
or what is it going to be like?
We really going for the Afro pop. We are going to host things like comedy days. We are going to have the live bands. So those are the kind of music we'll be playing around the jazz and Afro pop. Yes.
Now you are saying that you're opening, what date is it?
The 29th, it will be a chillers. We just have to just chill. It's not an opening, it's just a chill to see if the people accept this and then they can be able to sit. And the next month, we don't have the proper date to say what date because we're still waiting for that license that allows us to sell alcohol. For now, we are going to sell normal food. People can eat and then they can come and sit with their cooler boxes for now. And then when that time comes where we say no one can come in, do cooler box and stuff, it's not going to happen from that time. So around here,
You can also apply for a special events license that allows you to sell liquor on that particular day. I
yes,
think
it's
that
what we, yeah,
sounds that you
no, there
need
was,
for wine itself.
yes, we did receive the advice to say we can do that as well. Try to get the special license for the day. So we are
Okay.
going to go for that while we are still waiting for our license.
Well, Mr. Lehuko, how do you envision the future for Nowe Winery, and what milestones can we look forward to from your brand in the coming years?
The future is bright. As I said to you, we want to venture and make sure that people they buy the concept and people can be able to say we want to do the outlet out elsewhere. So we are going to sell those to say people that can be able to use winery, our winery elsewhere and have their own restaurant on our name. So the future is, it looks good. The plan is already on the table. And then we are saying the future for us is to ensure that in each and every province we are alive.
And the one in Zamdela, like with the construction and the setup done, are you ready to rock on the 29th?
Yeah, no, by Friday everything will be done. Actually, I said to the guys by Wednesday, I want and everyone who's in construction to stand outside because I want to see everything happening inside where we are going to sit and see. So this will be practicing from Friday up until the 21. So I think he's going to be ready, and then we're going to sit and chill.
Are you going to be taking reservations for the 29th, or people can just flock in as they wish?
No, for now, people can just log in. They will make sure that the setup and the chairs and everything is there for everyone to sit with us, and then make sure that the license for us to distribute and sell that day is there, and then make sure that we introduce this thing for next month where we have our own opening.
So this thing is on the 21st, not 29th, right?
The
On the 21st.
21st, 21, 21 March, I think it's a public holiday, yeah.
Yeah.
Next week, Thursday.
Okay, no, because I've been saying 29th, and 29th is Good Friday, so I could be
No,
postponing
okay.
your patrons.
Yeah. Yes.
Man, we wish you all the best and the best of luck for the winery, and we hope that people come and support Black Excellence, because it sounds like that is what it is going to be already. The dedication is visible with just your branding, which I see quite emboldened on the car. So all the best, man, and we wish you all the
Thank you very much, sir.
best. That was Mr. Nuwe Lehoko of the Nuwe Winery in Zamdela, Sasolburg. Please go check them out on the 21st of March. That is a Human Rights Day. They'll be hosting a chillas. Go and chill with them. Pick your wine, take some food, relax. We're out. We'll be back with one more, right? Yeah. For now, we are back. We are out. We're back with